Podcast, Full Coverage with your gorgeous hosts.
Oh,
you're the gorgeous one.
And your stunning, amazing, talented host.
Manny, anyway. How are you guys doing this gorgeous day?
We're doing.
How are you doing,
Marley? I'm doing fabulous.
And you look gorgeous. I love the fit.
Oh, well, thank you.
I love the fit. It's too fucking cute.
A little Western wear, if you will.
I like it.
This is what I'd wear if I lived on a farm in the West.
Yeah, yeah, like a saloon.
A character. And I worked in a saloon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little saloon doll.
I walk in.
You're like this.
How can I help you?
I love it. You'd be the hottest saloon
delusion
girl ever.
In my head. Mm-hmm. In delusion, in darling. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
So today's episode, you guys, we're going to do a little game. We have a new game that we would like to play, and we're going to get nitty and we're going to get gritty.
Some of the stuff is like challenges too. It's not just questions, so we have to like do stuff.
What's
in
the game
it.
Called
so
again?
Interesting. It is called Intelligent Challenge.
No, that's what it's called? I thought it was called like Connect or something. Let's get closer.
Oh.
Intelligent Challenge.
That's the company that makes it.
Got it. So this is called Let's Get Closer. It's questions that strengthen bonds and build relationships.
We did this one with Let's Get Deeper, but this one's a little bit different because it has like some fun challenges in it. So we thought we would just take a little stab at it.
Why not? A little one-two moment.
We thought it'd be a fun friendship game. So you guys could like get to know us better. We could get to know one another better here before your eyes on camera.
I feel like last time we did it, I feel like I got to know you on a closer level. So yeah. I wonder if this will do the exact same thing.
It literally works.
I'm like, these little games are like, oh damn, like it actually like works.
Just when you think you know everything about someone.
Yes.
Surprise.
You're throwing a wrench.
Surprise. Mm-hmm. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
Peaks and pits. Already know we already love to do these.
Give me some chisma.
What do we have going on? So today I feel like my pit, let's start with my pit.
Okay.
I went to the dentist recently and
rot mouth.
I have rot mouth.
Mm-hmm. Just as and I have gingivitis.
No, I went to get just like my normal teeth cleaning, and they're like, you know, like, have you been wearing your retainer? And I do wear my retainer every single night, by the way. I wear it every single night to sleep, but there's like two little holes in my retainer here in this area. So I'm like, yeah, but like I have like a little hole in it. And they're like, okay, because like you're grinding pretty fiercely. And I was like, okay, it's not like that bad. Like I can't be grinding that bad. And then they go like, look at this. So then they turn my head and they get a mirror and they're like, do you see how your tooth here and these teeth here make a perfect little puzzle? Because you're grinding so hard. And I'm making like a divot in my teeth that gives me little fangs on the side. Yeah. Because I've been grinding so hard. And now I'm kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, what do I do about it? And they're like, okay, obviously the retainer, but like you might need to, might would want to do like veneers at the bottom too.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I was like, I'm sure you want to do fucking veneers.
I'm sure that's the answer.
I was like, no. I was like, I don't really want to do veneers on the bottom. So I'd rather just do like retainers on top and bottom maybe
there
to like
help
prevent like the constant grinding. Because I'm happy with my teeth on the bottom. But they were just like, you know, like it's starting to look jagged and like you're taking away the enamel from your teeth. So I'm like, so I'm grinding them essentially away.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like.
That might be the better idea, I think.
I think I need to go to that route first. We're going to go into the top and bottom.
Retainers.
Retainers. Even though retainers are expensive as fuck.
They are. I have a top and bottom retainer. I have to wear every night.
It's so expensive.
Every night for life. But I will tell you, because I couldn't get through my Invisalign journey, because like I work so much on camera and I literally cannot speak to you with the mail. I can't even. It's a joke. So I just started wearing them for 12 hours at night. Like I'd put them in the afternoon, like when I'm done with everything, and just wear them through the night. And it worked like a charm.
And you were good.
Because you know they say you need to wear them for 24 hours, which you do. They work way faster if you do it like that. But for people who just cannot get by with that, because my teeth are too big for my mouth as it is, life-changing.
That's genius. And so now you do retainer just to keep them in place?
Well, someone else.
To also not like
just
clench
to keep
and grind.
Them in place. I don't clench and grind. Someone told me to do that, by the way. Someone else who did Invisalign had the same situation as me where they couldn't get through like 24 hours with them.
Yeah.
They were like, dude, you should just wear them at night. It takes longer, but it works. And I was like, down. And it fucking worked.
I feel like, I mean, why would it not work? Like, you still have it in for a long period of time.
It just takes more time.
It's going to take more time, but like, it's going to get you there.
It worked. Worked like a charm.
Good. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like currently my pit is that like I.
Let's get those retainers.
Fiercely. So now I think I have to do top and bottom retainers.
I feel like the bottom one will protect.
The bottom teeth.
Like another layer in between. So it'll protect the teeth.
I think that's what I need to do because the top ones clearly, since they have two little holes in it on the side, they're small. But I guess it's like a noticeable enough where I like have been grinding through them.
That makes sense.
The fact that I grounded through a plastic hard retainer.
Baby, you got some demons going on in your sleep.
In my sleep, there's baby the activation. Like, I'm a fucking Molly or E. I'm like, hey,
wow.
This is really fun. Like, I'm like literally the fucking mask.
That jaw's working overtime, honey.
Yeah, and it's funny. I'll wake up and like sometimes I can have like sore jaw when I wake up and I'm like, I must have clenched pretty hard, or I must have grinded quite hard.
That's crazy.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, that would
be
annoying.
Where are my clenchers at?
That would be annoying.
Where are my grinders at?
I know y'all out there grinding away right now.
I think, didn't Tyler, like, he also had, like, clenching? Like, Tyler, would you clench? TMJ. Close.
Very close.
It's, like, not close at all. I'm, like, close.
We know best. We know best, clearly.
We know best.
My pit...
Look it up.
I always write them down so that way,
too,
you know, I'll be prepped and ready for the episode. Okay, is missing Aaron. So I have not seen Aaron since Christmas. Which we'll bicker like sisters sometimes, but honestly, like, I miss her so much and she don't ever call me is the problem. Like, if she would talk to me on the regular, like, someone said it best on TikTok, they were like, texting your little sister is like texting an ex-boyfriend that don't want to talk to you. That's what she makes me feel like.
Totally.
Like, I'll text her and like hear back 3 days later with like a double tap,
and you know, she's like,
and she ain't calling. I literally have to harass her. I was like,
it's literally like siblings.
I sent her a text the other day and I said, I love that I haven't heard from you since Christmas. Will you call me the other day? I said, Aaron, that was to get on to you.
It wasn't like a fun call.
We know, like, to hear about life. What's going on? I need a 411. What's happening?
What's the goss?
So she called me, or I called her, and she called me back last Sunday, and we talked for like an hour and a half. And then I was able to manipulate her to come see me.
Yeah. And you got her.
I got her.
So wait, when's she coming?
Which she was so excited for, because you know, once you're there for a few months, like in college, it's like nice to take a weekend off.
Absolutely.
Like, and go back home for like a minute. I think that's normal for college kids. Yeah. Just because she lives in a small house with four people.
Absolutely.
She lives in a 2-bedroom house with four fucking people. So like, I would be clawing to get out.
Get me out of here.
So she always says whenever she's like feeling irritated with everyone, I'm like, it's probably just time to take a few days off and then come back. And then they'll be your best friends forever. You know what I mean? So I was like, come visit your little auntie.
Yes.
So she's going to come visit me next week.
I love that.
Just a quick one, too.
Yeah, a day or two.
I just need to see her. It's been a little too long.
That is so funny. It's been like over a month.
Yeah.
Right?
Christmas. She left after Christmas.
So what, now we're in December.
We're in mid-February.
Literally like a month and a half.
Uh-huh.
And some change. Maybe almost two.
Almost two.
Yeah.
Almost 2 months since I've seen her. So she's going to come visit me. It's like a peek in a pit, but my pit is that I miss her. My peak is it. I guess she's coming, but I also have another peak. So.
You double peeking.
I'm double peeking.
What the hell is my peak again?
Your peak is Galentine's.
Yes. Okay, guys, we had the cutest Galentine's girly.
We did.
Hop. Night.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, Valentine's has already passed by the time you guys are watching this, has not passed for us in this exact moment in time as we're filming. But we had the cutest Galentine's on Friday where it was like all of us came together. Daniel set up this beautiful like arrangement essentially at Laura's house with these like coquette, ribbony, adorable vibes. Laura like made the cutest little baskets for us. It was such a cute night. I just loved it. And like I love that like we were able to celebrate a Galentine's.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm so single. I don't have a fucking Valentine's usually ever. Mostly I don't have them. So it's kind of nice to get together with your like friends that do have them or they don't and just like have a little night together.
We're so lucky we have like all of us to do these things with. You know what I mean?
We're blessed, honestly.
Because whenever I post them, I do get a lot of DMs and like, I wish I had like a good group of friends that would do this with me. Like I get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's just hard, like in adulthood, I think it's just like hard to have all those friendships and like people because I was younger when I lived in Alabama, you know, I was in my young 20s. Totally. So like I still had a lot of girlfriends, but like as you get older and it's like harder to like build those friendships when you're at work and dealing with your kids every day. Like it becomes difficult.
Oh yeah. And like all
to maintain those friendships. But friendships are so, so, so important. And like I will say, me and you have both nurtured many friendships, and that's why we're blessed to have them because we kind of worked for them.
Friendships take work.
You have to show up for your friends whenever it's their birthday. They want to celebrate. Maybe they're going through something in a night out. You have to show up for your friends, and you will build friendships that way.
And you'll be blessed to do it because it's like it's a two-way street. You know, friendship's always a two-way street. And it is nice because like, even like I posted like the cute little basket you got us and all the responses were like, oh my God, I wish I had a Laura in my life. And I was like, I know, but you can't have her. She's mine. Like, I feel very like that. And it's so like nice because people do like say that all the time to me. They're like, oh my God, it's so nice that you guys have each other. Or like, how do you facilitate like a friendship like that? Or how do you like have each other like that? And it's like, you know, when you've just been working on it for such a long time, it just feels like breathing to me now at this point. I'm just like, oh yeah, like she's just bestie. Like you're just my best friend. But it's constantly a back and forth, you know, like. Making sure that they're good, that everything is like a well-oiled machine.
That's right.
I feel like that's totally what we are now. We're just like moving and grooving.
100%.
Like there's nothing, like we're chilling at full capacity, but it's just nice. It's nice to see everyone and like get together. And like we have these like drag race nights. So we get to like get together at least once a week, like all of us, and just kind of like catch up on life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really important. I think it's also like making time for your friends. And it's like, as you get older, you do notice a lot of times that like they are really important to like stay in your life. Like it's hard to just have like, let's say your family only and that's it. Cause like, how do you have an outlet for something else?
Yeah. You should definitely have like friendships outside of your relationship or family. Like there definitely should be like an outlier outsource a friendship there. And, but again, those take work, you know, they don't just fall into your lap. You have to put energy and effort.
So they're very important to like work on, especially as you get older. I feel like they're even more important to me.
I couldn't agree more.
You know?
I couldn't agree with you
more. But it was
so
fun. I loved Galentine's.
I thought it was such one of my favorite. I love that I have friends that are actively wanting to do things.
Yeah, like do little activities.
They want to do little activities. You know what I mean? I love a little themed night, and I'm just so lucky that I have friends that are like in on that with me.
Yeah.
So
I want to do more. I was like telling everyone that like I think we should all do like a thing.
I think you should plan the next one, yeah. Like, and you come over early, and like you.
Oh my god, that'd be so cute.
You know, do like a little night. Something. A little
I was
night.
Even thinking. I was telling Val and Gabriel. I was like, I think it'd be really cute if we did like a paint and sip for like the girlies, all of us going to do like a paint and sip together, doing like an activity. And Gabriel's like, oh my god, I would love if we all did like a pottery class, or we all did like a little like you know like every like let's say if everyone found an activity to do and we all like take part in it. I think it could be really cute because just like. You know, experience building and friendship building.
You need to drop that into the group text.
I'm going
to
drop it. No, I think we already said, like, when, like, you are back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
But you're back now.
We'll get it back.
When they're watching, you're already back. But when you're back, I was like, yeah, we'll get it more together when you're back.
Okay. I love that.
That's cute.
My peak is I am going to Florida.
Hence when you're back.
Yeah. Whenever I'm back. Uh-huh. We're in the future here, are we?
Yes. Yes. We're in the future.
But I'm going to Florida. Me and Ty just need to check on the beach house and make sure all is well. I also need to clean out my garage there because anytime family or anybody that stays there, they tend to leave a lot of floaties and like shit behind. Mm-hmm. It ends up in our garage. So that is a task that I'm going to Florida to clean out the garage and make sure the house is all good.
So that is like
it's not warm it's there right peak, now honestly it's like
the peakiest peak
cold rainy 60 degrees is like the high, so it's not gonna be like the beach tip
but
Florida.
Because it's humid there, do you think it just is a little bit warmer than normal?
In my head I think it is gonna be. I'll report back on that.
I do think
there's a possibility, but I'm packing warm and cold clothes because I don't
just
know
in case.
60 can go any which way.
I actually like 60 degrees. Like, that's lovely to me.
60 with the sun out can be great. Mm-hmm. 60 with no sun and wind.
Ooh. Ooh. That is like fucking Coachella vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like you're fucking frozen.
So I don't know. So I packed both, but we'll find out whenever I get
also,
there.
Also, did you see that people were saying, like, on our Coachella episode, we were talking about Coachella, like, why people aren't going? Everyone's like, bitch, like, people cannot afford to go to Coachella now because of, like, how expensive things are.
You know, that's interesting.
I saw that, like, all over our comments.
Because the economy is rough right now, but also you have things like the Super Bowl that sells out. Or tickets are like $10,000 each, and no one seems to have a problem with that. So it makes me go, you know,
like what
is
where?
That? Is that it? Because also, this is the lowest ticket sales in the past 10 years.
Right?
Is this the lowest the economy has been in the past 10 years? Because that would, I think it probably plays into it. I'm not denying that, but that would debunk a little bit of that. Just because this is the lowest ticket sales in 10 years, so is this the worst the economy's been in the past 10 years?
Right?
Because that's what that would be. Kind of, you know, equaling out too, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I would think
2008.
Yes.
With the housing crisis. Hello.
Yes, that was more than 10 years ago. That was like 15 years ago.
Fuck, we're old.
We're old. I'm so scared.
Okay, see, I'm losing time
But like,
now.
I'm thinking during the pandemic. Like,
oh, I feel like the economy but would then be, like, they didn't have sales for 2 years.
Oh, they
canceled it. They canceled it for two years, so maybe it is.
So
the
I wonder
economy.
If it's like, But yeah, a lot of our comments actually in that were riddled with like, oh girl, like the economy is like not.
That's why
what it once was, and that's
they
why
they also agreed though that they thought Frank Ocean could have been
fucked up a lot of shit
for Coachella.
Yeah, there was like that was just like an update from what I had seen. I was like, oh yeah, that could totally be a big factor as to why like people don't want to buy the tickets as much because like we don't want to spend money on that
on like a festival. Yeah
on a festival they want to like do their own thing.
But then that would attribute to all festivals.
But then what other festivals are there that are like that of that like that caliber?
EDC. I feel like
I wonder if those tickets are selling as much.
They might not be.
We wouldn't know. I mean, technically,
Hangout
like, we wouldn't
Fest,
see that. Yeah.
Bonnaroo in Tennessee where they do it in the desert.
I don't
or
know what that is.
Arizona. Burning Man. Like, there's a bunch of big festivals.
There's tons.
So, tickets may across the board be bad for all of them.
Yeah,
though.
Just down in general.
Yeah, just down in general. I don't know, though.
How do people spend that much money on Super Bowl tickets, by the way?
Girl, because there was a TikTok.
I saw the
which
TikTok.
Which kind of thought this where he would go around and
yes,
ask.
How much did you spend like, on
and
your
they
tickets?
Were all like eight to 10 to
every,
20.
A ticket.
So, I was like, but Coachella tickets are like, what, $200-$300 for like it general, right?
Right.
So, I was like, that's not adding up.
I was really
up.
Shocked
that's
about
the tickets.
That's
not adding up.
I didn't know that they were from $8,000 to $10,000 per ticket.
Yeah.
I was very surprised. And like the people that were saying it are just like very like just chill ass people.
Oh yeah. So, oh yeah.
Like
not
they were
like
not
celebrities.
Like celebs. Like they were like just chill ass people that were just like, I spent $8,000 to $10,000. And I was like, to me, like that sounds like crazy.
Crazy.
But I guess if it's like it's like a lifelong goal super fan.
Yeah.
Then it's like you save up for so long to do it. Sure. But I was really gagged. I didn't know that they were like that price.
crazy.
That's shocking.
Crazy crusher.
Who's spending that kind of coin?
Girl, somebody, because they were pretty sold out. Like, yeah, the tickets, if the ticket sales were that high, that means they were very sought after tickets.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
What I mean? Like, it's like supply and demand. Like,
1,000? Yes. 2,000?
It'd be supply and demand. Look, Coachella's already trying to lower the price, right? Or weren't they trying to, like,
trying to.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of more tickets.
It's supply and demand. The demand is not there.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So they're trying to lower the price, but clearly the demand for the Super Bowl, you know what I mean, is through the roof. So they're selling regular seat tickets for $8,000-$9,000.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I was so shocked when they were like, how much is your ticket? $7,000. I was like, huh?
And that's not even box seats.
I was thinking, like, I thought they were, if they were going to like say like 700, I thought I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
That makes sense. 7,000 shook me in my core.
Baby. And it's like Coachella is a full weekend experience. This is one night.
Right. Like it's 5 hours.
Yeah, it's like 5 hours.
4 or 5 hours.
And then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really wild.
Oh, shook.
That's really shook. Wild. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
They're taking your clan.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Oh my God, my other peak is that this lash here.
The other peak?
I mean pit.
Wait, sorry. Let me see the lash.
It's lifted and I can't tell. Okay, good. I always have lash glue with me, no matter what. Right here.
Oh, in the beginning. I can barely see it.
Okay, good.
I can't even see it, actually.
It's trying to lift, and I always have lash glue on me, so it's not a big deal. And the other day, I was in my closet where this bag was, and my lash lifted. So I was like, oh, let me grab that lash glue. And guess who did put it back? Me. Now I don't have my lash glue. And now my lash.
There's something about having a lifted lash that would take me out.
Send me to orbit.
Same.
And if I leave my house with fake nail or press on nails or a fake lash, I always have the glue for both. Because you don't play that game in life. You don't play that game in life. You always bring it with you, so it's no big deal. And this time I didn't do it.
The second my lash lifts, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving. So I'm going home right now. I will see y'all next week. Manny's gonna carry this episode for me. I'll be
asking myself questions.
So Manny.
No, that's literally the worst. Like, and also, like, it's funny because, like, there was one time we were at this one event and I went to the bathroom. I had just, like, had to pee and I looked in the mirror and my lash was, like, literally lifted so fiercely. And I went back and I was like, Laura, my fucking lash is lifted. You're like, I was going to tell you because, you know, we were going to leave if we do. And I was like, you're so right. I would have been like, let's fucking go. She's like, what are you going to do about it? We're already here. And I was like,
I rip it off.
You're right.
They were like, really going home.
I mean, it was true. And I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think we had, like, literally just got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not turning back.
Yeah, no turning back now. But it's horrible.
It's, like, literally the worst thing in the
so if you're me. Talking to someone and the lash is like pretty lifted, ooh, where are you looking?
The lash.
I'm looking at the lash. I'm like this. And I cannot look away. Like, I'm seriously, wow, if your lash is lifted, I'm going to have to hone in.
I'm not even trying to hone in, to do it. But it's flapping and it's talking back to me.
Exactly. And it shouldn't be. Like, the lash is about to take off.
In flight.
And so I typically, unless I have lash glue, like, I can't tell people. Because then you send them into a rage of panic. Yep. Mm-hmm. A rage of panic.
Because it's like, what are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do?
I remember one time I went to lunch with Katie or dinner, mm-hmm, and her lash had lifted, but I really hadn't paid attention that much because it was a very, very minute lift. It was a baby lift. It was an Ardell lift.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like not nothing. Like a Miami flat.
Yeah.
She looked in the mirror and texted me and was like, You fucking bitch. You said at that dinner and you didn't tell me.
She looked this. Her lash was like this.
Her lash was gone, girl. But it was a baby lift. It was not necessary.
It was a real one.
I didn't look at it at the dinner, though.
Laura's looking straight at Katie's lash like this.
Like,
That's a fucked up lash.
Then I'm not going to tell you.
No, but it's true. Because like, I think it's like, I want to know, but like, what am I supposed to do about it?
Yeah.
I want to know, but if I don't have lash glue on me,
if I have lash glue, I can tell you because I'll let you bum some lash glue.
Exactly.
Off me. 100%.
But if
100%.
Not,
gingivitis and all. Oh, what's an eye? What's an eye one?
Like a sty.
A sty or not. You can use my lash glue. You can always use it. I'll get a new one. Truly. Have 50 of them at home. Use it. Use it.
Take the glue.
You take the glue. Glue it down. I will share the glue.
That's very sweet of you.
Yeah.
That's a girl's girl right there.
I've had many, many of girls share their glue with me.
Yeah, and I'll share glue too.
I remember I went to a J-Lo concert and the first 5 minutes in, my lash lifted and I had no lash glue on me. And the girls come and run it and they saved my life. How could I survive a concert?
No, you couldn't.
Book the bus. I'm going
back.
You would
have literally flapped away.
You would blink. Flapped away. So they saved my life.
The lash glue lifting, it really will send me into a
rage. Girls have saved me. I've saved girls. And there are times when I haven't said anything.
Because you didn't have glue on you.
I didn't have glue.
And like, but what if they had glue, Laura? You could have saved them.
Oh my God, Manny, you're bringing up a really good point right now.
I was like, wait.
There is a possibility they have the glue.
Because what if you're like, oh my God, like, do you have lash glue? Because you're thinking like, if you, like pretending like it's not about them, you make it about you. Like, oh, I feel my lash lifting. Do you have lash glue? Like, if you make it about you, and they'll be like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, like,
I'm not even wearing lashes. Yeah. Oh, look.
Oh, you know what?
You need like, glue too. So let's go ahead and get you to use the glue first, and then I'll use it. I never once thought that they may have lash glue and could handle the situation. That has never crossed my mind.
What if they have a lash glue, Laura, and they just don't know their lash is lifted?
Okay, now I'll take the risk and start telling people. I'm going to walk through events. Your lash is lifting. Your lash is lifting.
You're ugly. You're ugly.
Nah. I'm gonna start telling these hoes.
Your lash is lifted.
I'm gonna ruin their night. Baby, that lash is gone.
It's the worst.
Girl, that lash is gone.
There's something about a lash lift that really will take me out.
It will take you out. It will. And see, it's on my mind, so I didn't bring it up. Yeah. It's on my mind.
The lash glue trauma is so real.
Do you know what's worse than that for me? I have leaky eyes. You know that. Like
water.
Right here. Mm-hmm. And
the little patch.
I could use
the little no concealer patch right here.
I could use eyeliner of steel.
And
it's going to leak. It is going to.
Run.
It doesn't matter. So, like, I found some of the best, obviously. Rare Beauty and KVD are some of the non-leakies. But I can make those leak. But still, they get me there, you know?
That is the worst. Because, like, what are you supposed to do about that, too?
It'll leak everywhere on me. I can't even barely tight line or anything.
Okay, waterproof. Honestly, the tight lining is a little rough.
Yeah, with the leakiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have leaky eyes. So. Well, okay, you want to answer some questions?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to answer some questions. I'm very excited. I'm very scared. Titillated even.
I'm going to go with the yellow, and that's the middle one, which is called closer, but not closest close.
To start off?
I'm just digging one.
Starting off?
What's your guilty pleasure? Jacking off?
No, you said that last time.
Did I?
With Daniel. Remember we were done? You're like, jerking off. You guys guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I say my guilty pleasure is playing video games.
Okay.
That's like a guilty pleasure. I was like, because I love doing it, but sometimes I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't be doing this right now. I need to like get more work done, but I'll be guilty playing.
You love it.
And I love spending money on the game too, which is also a guilty pleasure.
Okay, yeah. That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
Thank you. Give me a fuck. And I'm going to do yellow as well.
Okay.
Guilty pleasure. Wild card. Each play. Oh, damn. Okay, hold on. Let me read. Each player must come up with three statements about themselves. Two must be truthful and one a lie. Then each player tries to guess which of these three statements is a lie.
Okay.
So you have to give me, so technically it's just for you. So you have to give me two truths and a lie. And I have
two
to guess.
Two truths and one's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two truths and one's a lie. Think about it. Think about it.
First one. One night, I was drunk in the Taco Bell parking lot in college, and I got out of the car in the middle of the drive-thru and started pissing everywhere on the sidewalk.
Okay.
I mean, on the concrete, on mm-hmm. the parking lot.
That's true. That's very true.
One time, I was driving on my phone, and I wasn't paying attention, and I caused a wreck behind me, but I didn't get hit, so I kept going. But I caused a two-car wreck behind me. And one night in college, I drank a whole 12-pack of beer by myself at a bonfire and blacked out. Which one is the lie?
I feel like the lie is the blackout one.
Which blackout? Oh, the Taco Bell one?
No, the third one.
The third one, the 12-pack of beer by myself?
Yes, yes.
The lie is the three-pile car up.
You're kidding.
The car wreck. That never happened. I did indeed drink a 12-pack of beer. Tyler was there by myself.
Really?
Yes, I did. It was a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra.
And you drank all 12 by yourself?
I did.
And you didn't die?
I thought I would, might was... Actually, I had plans on going to the club after I did that.
Oh.
And I didn't make it to the club.
But you were young.
Young.
And the tolerance was high.
The tolerance was high. And I went to a bonfire and they lit a couch on fire in the middle of the woods. There were roosters everywhere.
And you lit a couch on fire?
They did.
Oh, they did.
The bonfire.
The sickos.
The friends that were doing the bonfire, they put a whole couch in the fire.
Stop.
And there were, I remember there were just chickens everywhere. We were out in the middle of the woods. But it was in Alabama.
Wait, there's chickens everywhere in Alabama?
I mean, in the countryside.
Okay, okay.
But the area you go to college in is like country.
Imagine the chickens jump on the fiery couch and they became chicken.
They were in their coop.
Tenders.
They were literally chilling because it was in the middle of the night. They were in their coop.
They were just living.
Mm-hmm, living. And I drank the whole 12 pack.
And
let me
out.
Tell you, I blacked
How
out.
How much alcohol is in like one beer?
Not a lot.
But when you do 12
like
combined,
a cocktail would be
baby, how is your stomach
way
not
more. I don't know.
What?
Mm-mm. I was probably like 21.
I'm fascinated by this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there's so many unanswered questions. Like,
I bought myself a pack of Michelob and I went into the party and I remember not keeping up with how much I was drinking. And I do remember being like, oh my God, this is the last one.
You said, oh no.
This one looks lonely. And I finished it.
I can't be the only one left.
Girl, it was hell to pay the next day.
Were you fucking hungover as fuck?
Hell to pay. Mm-hmm.
Lord, that sounds like literally like trauma.
Oh, girl.
Great story, though.
It was made
That's
for
a
great story.
Great, horrible times made for great stories.
At a bonfire, yep. Mm-hmm. But I got you with that wreck. You thought. You said that sounds like Laura.
I was like, uh-huh.
You said that one sounds
but not,
right.
Not you now,
no,
like you 10
no,
years ago.
No.
Like, that wouldn't be you now, but I was like, maybe like when you're like, oh, fuck, I've got to go. Laura's like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
I was playing on my honestly, I probably have done that.
I gotta go.
That was a lie. I never caused a wreck that I wasn't involved in.
You're like, baby, I've been in every wreck
too.
That I was
I've
in.
Never caused someone else to wreck.
You know, when I was listening to that story, it didn't make a lot of sense. Because like, how did you cause a wreck but you not get hit?
Yeah.
So I was thinking that, but
maybe
I was like,
slamming on brakes and then it caused them.
I was like,
none of that happened.
How did you not get wrecked?
Shockingly enough, that did not happen. If I've ever caused a wreck, I was involved.
You were
I got hit. I got hit.
I only got that hit that or I only got into a wreck that one time when I hit my own pole with the electric car.
That's crazy to me.
It's crazy
I've been
to me
hit
too.
So many times, and
yeah,
I've hit
no,
people so many times. Both, truly, both. Literally, you remember I told you
maybe that insurance is high.
Not
monthly.
Woo!
Lord help us all, because I know that insurance is fucked.
It'll get you. I kind of want you to do the same thing, or should I pull a new one?
You pull a new one.
Okay.
I was like, now I have to fucking think about it.
All right, let me see. That one's stupid. Have you ever questioned your sanity? Yes.
Oh, every day?
Yeah. Yes.
Every day. Wait, so is red the closest one?
Mm-hmm.
Closest.
Closer.
Okay.
Or closest, yeah. Okay, it says on a piece of paper. We're not going to do it on a piece of paper. It just says give each other 5 specific compliments, then read them out loud to each other. So we would both have to do it. So just, yeah.
I have to write it down.
That's right. But it says we have to do it. Do I have to do it? No, you just do it. I'll do it.
I can do both of us.
We'll do it. Let's do it.
So I'm going to start out first.
Okay.
I think that you are an incredible aunt to Aaron.
My first one, I think you're a really great mother to Zaya. Well, thank you.
I am.
You are. And you are too. Like, you know how you get judgy with some people and their pets, but like, I've never worried about Zaya a day in my life ever. Never even a second thought to worry about her ever. Yeah. Ever.
No, and same with Aaron. I feel like you're such a good aunt to her that it's literally like crazy. Cause you like, even when you tell me things, you're like, oh, this is what we did. I'm like, damn, how'd you even know to do that? Like, I am always very impressed with like things that you'll say or like kind of teaching her a lesson. I'm like, how'd you know to do that?
Oh, thank you.
Like, that's cool. Like, I didn't even know you could do that. And you do.
Yeah.
Which is very impressive.
Well, thank you, darling.
I think that you have the most beautiful skin and skin tone. Like, gorge. Like, I literally use ultra dark tanning to even get close to that. And I'm not even close.
I'm like, let me show my face.
You're like,
a little
oh my
more.
God.
let me get my face.
You know, now that this rash is gone, I'm like, God,
for real.
Hey.
Did I show you my transformation before and after?
I haven't seen it. Show me.
I have to show me this really quick. I took a before
Wait,
and after picture
really?
From where I'm at
Let me see.
Right now to where
Compared
I was.
To? Is it before? Lord, it's
That's
a night
big
and
difference.
Fucking day.
That's night and day, isn't it? That's
Holy
night and day.
Shit.
Isn't that crazy how much better I look? You can tell, baby.
Babe.
The healing.
And that's in the daytime, so you know it's even more severe.
That, yeah, and that's
that would have been even the harshest possible.
You can see every pore on my face. Yeah.
Laura, I'm very impressed.
He got me. So I was like, I need to show Manny how much better I look. Okay, by the way, thank you. My second one is I think you're a very smart influencer and you're really good at making smart content.
Aww.
Like, you're good at what you do, which is proof. That's why you've ended up so far.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You kind bitch. That's actually funny because my next one was literally saying that I think that your work ethic is incredible.
Because
you are like literally one of the hardest working people I know. Because you're the type of person that like you plan so well. Like, that Virgo-ness in you is really strong in this
planner.
Moment where it's like planning, getting these, like, for example, you going on your trip, you're like, okay, like I have this night to do this and this and this and this and this. So I'm going to get that done. And it's very like not on a whim, if that makes sense.
I'm never
Sometimes
on a whim.
I'm a planner, but I also can be on a whim. So mm-hmm. I'm like doing both when it comes to like content or like work. I'll be like, okay, on a whim, like, oh, this just happened. This opened up. I'll create something.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't like plan as well.
I have like every second of my week booked.
No, plan, and plan ahead.
Just a
plan. And it's nice. Like, I think
what?
That's a really cool quality. I kind of wish I was like that. Like,
yeah.
I wish I was more planny.
Yeah.
Where I sometimes like I can be planny, but then I'm like, if something were to transpire, I'm like, let me just do it now.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared I won't have time to do it before again.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's why I get really particular too with my time.
I know.
You know how I am. Like,
so
I get really picky because that's why I've already got everything aligned.
You're like, everything's already aligned.
Aligned. I'm so sorry. I can't fit that in the schedule.
Yes. It's almost like OCD but with time.
It is. It is.
Time.
True.
A time OCD.
OCD. Every second for my life is accounted
OCD.
For. Yes. OCD. Okay, I put that you defend your friends, but what I mean in that is like, you know, when you're in a group and like if they're talking about someone maybe you like and it's like maybe what they're saying is true, you always play devil's advocate for that person, especially when they're not even there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so and so, girl, she's so crazy posting mm-hmm. that, and you'll be like, well, think about it this way. Maybe she posted because of
yes,
this. Like, you're really
literally
good at
me to a T.
Now, if it's a dumb bitch that you don't like, you know, you kind of let it lie.
Dumb bitch.
Yeah, you kind of
like,
you
yeah.
know, let it be. Yeah, that is a dumbass bitch. But
100%.
Like with your friends, like you always
try
to see the good, spin it in a positive way for them, and they should know that. You know,
that's actually really nice. I mean, I don't do that because I think they're gonna ever find out. I just like.
Exactly. You do it when they're not there.
Yeah, I always
do it. You
do
it when they're not there. You always defend. And honestly, that has rubbed off on me from you. Like, there have been times where I could very
shred.
Easily
shred
because what they're saying is true, but I try to throw a bone for my friend.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
the bone. As we all know, our friends also just do stupid ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I am a big believer in like giving people this,
a little grace,
the benefit of the doubt.
A little grace.
100%.
You play the devil's advocate for, which is nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes.
I think that you have one of the best sense of humors in the world.
You know what? I agree with that.
Like, it's true. Like, I genuinely feel like you are one of the, not only one of the funniest people I've ever met and known in my life, but like you can volley and like you're fun with it. Like, you're not like, like, this is also like one of the things that we've talked about so many times, where it's like sometimes people can be very like in their own feelings about like getting made fun of or like a joke or like something like that. You don't like get like that. Like, you're very much like, if you get clowned, you're gonna clown right back. Yep. Or like, it's gonna be like a volley, like a mutual thing, and it's mm-hmm. just like fun.
Like, I've never ever have, I don't think I've ever come to you and ever behind the scenes be like, do you remember when she said that about me?
Never.
Like, never.
Unless it was something literally
Girl,
crazy.
I remember, lay it on Laura, the table. Remember,
there was this one time, but it was like something, it was like someone had like whispered something to you at an event. Oh. And you're like, the finger was bent so far, she said, So it's like, but I agree. It's like, there's no like, that's like not a thing. Cause like, especially if it was a joke. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's like, girl, you know, it's a joke. Like, I like people that have like very well senses of humor, that like they know when things are a joke and they know when things are not a joke. Like,
I don't take it personal.
Yeah. Like, why? Like, mm-hmm. what's the point of taking it personal?
And I'm going to say something to you and you shouldn't take it personal.
Absolutely.
Like I'll get
especially
you
if it's a joke.
It's funny.
No point of it is like a joke. If you're
funny.
Trying to hurt someone's feelings, it's a different thing. If you're joking.
But I think the amount of people who can't
take a joke, it's actually quite shocking. The amount of people that can't take a joke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl.
I'm almost like, I'm more like, serious. Pick me, roast me.
No, literally, give like, me pick next.
Me. Give me.
I want to get roasted, bitch.
Yeah. Give it to me.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny.
I think it's funny.
It's funny.
That's one of the things that also love your sense of humor, too. I don't think we'd be closest friends if, like, you didn't get my humor
totally.
Or, like, I didn't get yours. Or, like, you like to take things too far, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But Tyler, that was one of the things that attracted him to me. Like, we have a very similar sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't know. I feel like, that's some little part of the makes our relationship
Absolutely.
Strong too, you know.
Because I feel like the same. I feel the same with Tyler. Like, I feel like I can volley with him easily.
Yeah,
we can shred each other.
Yeah,
and it's actually like out of a good, loving place.
Right.
Like, I know if he comes for me like that, it's like that's his way of saying I love you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Same.
Yes.
Even though I hate you. you giggled.
My next one is, you're always a good time, meaning you're just like always in a good mood, or like whatever I do with you, even if it's in the trenches, if it's something horrible, like we're gonna have a good time.
Yeah.
And I do attribute that mostly to you, like always having a positive attitude going into things, whereas me, I can get a little
Laura, this reminds me of oh my gosh, remember when we got into that car accident on our way to Laura, like, the thing is, like, that could have been a very traumatic thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With our Uber getting into the crash.
Yeah.
But like, we somehow turn it into oh shit. Like the fucking driver
giggling.
Getting out of giggling,
the
laughing,
girl,
going crazy. The girl, what the fuck? Like, going, like, that could have been a traumatic moment, but we did turn it into this like absolute pandemonium, like funny thing.
We did.
Because that's just how we are.
We can literally crash into you on the freeway and we're going to have a
and
great time.
And we're
going to
laugh. And you're going to have a great time.
Laugh.
And you're going to say thank you.
Thank you.
And my last one is that I think they have the most amazing sense of style.
Like
you, yes, I think that you can put outfits together beautifully. I think that you have a beautiful interior design eye. Your home is beautiful. Like everything about it, I feel like you are so aesthetically pleasing. And I know that sounds very strange. Like saying that someone's aesthetically pleasing is weird.
Right.
But like, I think that you have this like beautiful sense of style that like, you know your body, you know your shape, you know everything about it well, that like, you can dress yourself well.
Thank you.
You have to know your shape
I do.
Well.
And I also put effort in there. Like I
you
truly
try.
Do. I try.
Yes.
Like I truly do. Like it's not like something that I'm just lucky. Like I think
no,
about
like you
it.
Think. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I think about it.
You told me
you're
like, I feel like I have more of like a square shape. So I know how to dress myself now more than I did before. Like things like that.
Way more.
Like,
I look
you
back
know.
And I'm a wreck.
No, you're not.
But like I literally
well, I know what you're saying.
Put effort into mm-hmm. figuring out. I start following girls that, you know, have a similar body shape as me.
Yes,
and be like,
yes.
I may love and die for a certain outfit, but I know my body. And
work.
I know it ain't gonna look like that on me.
Right.
So it's like I've learned to be happier in things that and look better, you know,
totally,
on
totally.
Things that work for my body shape. But
mm-hmm.
thank you. I really appreciate that because I put a lot of effort in right there.
Yeah. And the same with interior design, like everything, like your home is beautiful. Like
thank
you work.
You.
Again, like I think it's like you are good at things that you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
You
thank
know,
you.
Like you like, and I feel like humans as a general, like if we like something, like we're really gonna like it and we're gonna go in and we're gonna get just better at something that we enjoy,
right?
And I feel like since you enjoy those things,
right,
you're just good at them,
right?
You know, because you practice.
You're really good at video games. Like anytime I've ever tried to beat you at a video game, I can't do it. Like not even close. Like not even close.
Thank you,
close.
Thank you. It's something you know. I love doing it.
You do because you fucking love it.
It's fun. Like,
but like I don't even stand close to a chance.
I know.
Even if it's a game he's never played, and I'll try to go and play it, he'll win. I'm like, I've been playing this for weeks. Why?
I was playing Catan. We're like,
literally, I'm like, God damn,
God damn it.
It. Okay, my last one, I said, you have very pretty eyes, and I think it's a scent.
You are sick.
Green eye people are the devil, and they're God's favorite, and the rest of us just...
It's not right. It's not
Aaron
right.
Aaron has your eyes too, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
It's wrong. It is very
wrong.
Yesterday, like, I was at this
Green
party.
Is the most rare.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have some brown in there too.
But they're pretty
green.
They
are darn green.
They're
sometimes.
Pretty green. Uh-huh.
Yesterday, like, I was wearing a green, like, shirt. And whenever I'm wearing green, they tend to be a little more green.
Definitely.
And I was at this party, this gay party, and I literally got my eyes crawled in like four times.
Do you see? They're really pretty. They're really, really,
that was
really
pretty. Sweet. It was nice.
You're
in here.
Very a chosen one. So
I'm a chosen one.
No complaining from you.
No.
You have green eyes.
And it's funny, I used to be so like, I want blue though.
Oh my
you
God.
You know, like growing up, I was like,
I think green is the rarest eye color. Like the least amount of people have green.
I think so. I think you're
green
right.
is such a cool color to have, like a green.
And it's green.
Eye.
That's like one of my favorite colors.
My mother had like light green eyes. Like
imagine you
piercing.
Had green eyes, Laura. Oh no, no, because I wouldn't. You would be unstoppable.
I would be unstoppable.
You would be.
It would be over for all of you bitches about what just would have got a green.
If
eyes.
You had a green eye, it would be a wrap.
Just
Laura
one
Lee.
Green eye. That's all I need.
You only like this.
Just one.
You get one pirate eye. You're like.
It would have been over for all of
you. If you had one glass eye, it'd be a wreck.
I needed a green eye.
You needed a green eye, Laura.
That was a really fun one, by the way.
That was fun. I actually really much enjoyed that one.
I'm just going to go to close.
Okay.
What do you value most in a friendship or in a relationship?
It's so fun. I feel like it's like the things I just did, like the complimenting things I just did. I'm like, those things I value trust a lot. Like, I feel like that is like my biggest one now as I've gotten older. Plus mm-hmm. with what we do as careers. If I don't like have trust in you, like we'll never be friends. Like we'll never be close. Like if I can't feel like you have my back in some capacity or you're defending me if things were to go awry, then I just don't think that we could ever really be close.
Smart.
As I get older, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. especially like with doing what we do. It's like if you're in my life, I have a lot of trust in you
mm-hmm.
because it's like I'm trusting you with just like affirmation things, like yeah. all these things. I feel like that's really, really important is like trust. And if I'm having a good time with you.
Yeah. I love that. That's a really good answer.
What about you? Just as a side note,
value. I would honestly have to piggyback off yours. That is one of the things that stops me from getting new friends and
totally.
Allowing new friends is the trust factor.
Yeah.
And it takes me a really
We've been hurt,
long
though.
Time. Girl.
We've been burned. We've been hurt.
Tore
like,
up. Because we just so nonchalantly trusted people.
Yeah, too much. I feel like
too
in
much.
The beginning.
So now I'm like a still trap because I already have so many great friends
yeah,
in my life.
Like
so I'm like, baby, the quota's filled.
Yeah, babe.
So
We're
it's
at max
like
capacity.
You're going to have to be some kind of special something, you know?
Like,
to get in there.
It's not going
to
work.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
My next one, what is the biggest lesson you learned in the hardest way? The biggest lesson you learned in the hardest way.
I will say there's been a lot of lessons. Oof. I'm trying to think of like a macho one. A big lesson I had to learn in a very public way is that perception's reality. And I never really understood that because I didn't come up as a celebrity. I came up as a normal girl on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there was never any training or understanding. I had to learn it my own way through trial and error. And like, I would always get so mad and frustrated when people would make drama channel videos and spin stories. But what I didn't realize is that I was kind of doing it to myself.
Right.
A lot of the times, because I didn't realize, like, if you put something out there, it doesn't matter what it is. It matters how it comes across.
Exactly.
And it matters what their perception is of that. For instance, not too long, I was like, I'm not going to tell like any of my nights out drinking anymore because perception is reality. And right. Now I'm getting paragraphs that I'm an alcoholic. It's like, because if they hear that, you know, out of 365 days a year, all they hear about is the three nights you got drunk. That's going to be the perception you put out there.
Yeah, they're not hearing about the 362
of me sitting at home watching TV because there's nothing to tell with those. But it's still, it's perception's reality. And like, that was a very hard lesson for me to learn. And I got in drama multiple times for not simply understanding that.
Totally. That what you shared is what they're
like when we ran around the Morphe store with those long receipts. Mm-hmm. Perception was that we were trying to lie to our audience and pretend that we bought it all. That never crossed my mind once. That's what I was doing. I thought it was funny that they printed off such a long receipt just to take the product out of inventory. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter what was really happening. What mattered is how people perceived it.
And they thought that we were like, look how much we just bought because we showed a receipt. Mm-hmm. Right. Which is like, again, like we would not have thought that it was the thing.
Yeah. So
you
now
know, I think the internet can take things very far as well.
Yes. Like the internet did drag that one pretty far. Like that was pretty, but it's like now I'm really careful about what I post for those reasons, you know, like, oh, well, this could get spun into this. Or, you know, I don't have as many eyes on me as I once did. So you have to be a little more careful because people are able to spin things a little easier now. Yes. Not so much, but it was a very hard lesson to learn. It took me a really long time to understand that, you know.
I literally can piggyback off that so fiercely. Just like, it's the same for me. Like, perception is reality. And it's just like, that's just what it is. And I think that sometimes, like, for a long time, I was so like honed in about it. Like, and I was like, oh my God, like, I just have to be so like prim, proper, perfect all the time. But then I stopped. Like, I think as time went on, like, I was like, yeah, like, if people are going to think that, then they're going to think that. So, like, I feel like I stopped caring a little bit more as I got older. Cause I think that's just more in general. I think that as you get older, you just stop caring about certain things.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, well, girl, like if you're going to think that, then like, I'm not going to forcibly change your mind.
Right.
There's nothing I'm going to do to change your perception of who you think I am. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to live my life. Mm-hmm. And if that's what you think of me, then that's what you think. Like, I'm never going to change
the mind
that.
Is clearly made up a lot Mine's of the clear. Times.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Like it's made usually up. Like made up. So it's kind of like, all right, like, cool. Then that's what you think, and I'm just gonna keep it moving.
What do you want your final words to be?
Help me.
Same. Help me.
No, my final words, like, that's so deep.
I haven't even thought of that.
I've never thought of it because I've never thought about like, I feel like I should my pick final words. Word. I feel like that too. Maybe just like, I love you. I don't know. Like,
that's do you weird. Carry any wounds that you still have not healed?
Wounds I've not healed from. I feel like, you know what? I feel like a lot of the wounds I've had, I have healed from. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes like the trauma of being like in really like strict church growing up, like
that one has affected you.
It's like affected me in so many ways in my life from growing up like really religious, but like being closeted gay and then like kind of just like all that kind of stuff piling on. It's obviously like I am who I am today because of it, but a lot of that has caused so much trauma in my life, like bad trauma from just like my own self-worth. And like so many things can stem from like that hiding who you really are because you're scared of how people are going to receive you. Like so many things that you can see as your future self, you have comes from like your little you.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? 100%. 100%.
And so all these things where it's like this people pleaser aspect of me, there's so many like traits I have that are not like the best traits I have now. And I know that they stem a lot of them from
the church, when
I, my like whole entire heavy 15, religion. Yeah. Like my whole first 20 years of life. Like that's, but that was my first 20 years. Like
that's I'm 32. Your core.
That's my core of who I am. So it's kind of hard to relearn and redo these things other than just trying to like focus and move forward in the happy, go lucky, positive ways. But it definitely affected me like fiercely for a really, really long time. And like, I'm happy with me now, but there was a lot of traumatic moments where like they're engraved in my personality. Like I can't like just get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Therapy, like everything. Beliefs. They're just subconscious beliefs that I can't like really get out because it's like in my DNA.
Do you know what's so interesting? Like I grew up not knowing anything about the Mormon religion because where I'm from in Alabama, it's I honestly, I can't say there's zero Mormons, but I really hadn't even heard of Mormonism before.
Totally.
You have to remember, I didn't come from a massive state like California where there's millions of people. I came from a city where the biggest city was like 200,000 people. So you're not going to get as much. And so like I understood religion because I grew up Southern Baptist, but I did not understand what Mormonism was and what that religion was, and I didn't know much about it. So you would always say, and I always understood it was like a strict religion and like the bitch you would tell me, but I don't know if this is good or bad, but like watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake, I understood more. Like I understood where you were coming from more because they really break down like what it is and how it is and what it is to be a member of that kind of church. Because all I had to go off of is like the type of church I was a member from, which is very different actually than the Mormon church.
It's
a bit more of like a stronger religion where it's a bigger community, you know, thing to, I don't know. There's like a lot that goes into it that it, like you kind of revolve your whole life around it.
Yeah. I feel like when you grow up LDS, like it kind of, that's a big, big part of your life. And it's a big revolving part of it. And you know, there's aspects of the, like the housewives that I'm kind of like, oh, like this is so random. Like it didn't apply to me because I grew up in San Diego. So like, again, it's a lot different in that aspect.
Utah
Mormon is like a different another kind level of thing.
But I saw how you were like,
you understood what I was
yeah,
saying.
like what they preach there. You know what I
yes.
mean? I know you weren't like going on your mission. You know what
totally,
I mean? Like
exactly.
I totally know. And you weren't like,
I wasn't like really going on mission. Like I wasn't like,
but you were
like
still
that.
Living life, but it still affects you. Cause you like your family's a part
well,
of
still,
that.
And
you
I would go to church every single Sunday. I went to seminary, which is every day before school in high school, 5 days a week from 6 to 7. You do an hour of church, and I did this for 4 years, Monday through Friday, and then also going to church on Sundays.
See, this is the shit I'm talking about that I do not understand or did not know was a thing. This is what I'm talking about.
I definitely never, I don't think I've ever told you about seminary.
Never.
I did seminary, yeah, for like 4 years.
I learned something new. But see, Salt, like they'll like bring up, like I didn't know at 18 there's these missions.
The missions 19,
I had never heard of that in my life. And they like broke down what that is and why
for
they do
years,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's just like a lot of aspects. Of, I think that like when you have like such a strong upbringing in something like that, like it just like kind of shapes you. And like I have a lot of great qualities from it too, like
100%.
Family. And
I can tell the
so
women on Housewives,
things.
Honestly,
yes.
some of their only good qualities I see comes from that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot you of know? Like great things, but I think that there's like a lot of just like bad things, just like all of us, like that will always just kind of stay engraved in you that you can't really just like help. You can just try to like, you know, do the best that you can and like work through it. So I've definitely worked through a lot of that stuff, but like at the end of the day, it's still like, deep rooted, like unrootable things that I just can't like get past sometimes.
Yeah. Wow. You know? That's interesting.
That's the reality.
That is
the reality.
Yeah.
How do you relieve your stress? I like how that was the closest, and that was how do you relieve your stress? Do you want to do that one or do you just skip?
Whatever. Watch Housewives. Literally.
I'm gonna ask
it's
you
a boring one. Answer
it, yeah. but I'm gonna do another one. What embarrasses you the most to do in front of other people?
Ooh, I like this one.
Sounds good.
I like to have attention on me, but I don't like to be the center of attention. Yeah. Like, I can, like, make a joke and we can have a laugh, but we need to move on from me.
Yeah, like, stop.
I don't need to be the queen of the room. You know what I mean?
Unless, like, you're performing.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Unless you're performing to RuPaul.
We'll demand everybody's attention.
Unless we're doing a catwalk, yeah, it's over.
I will demand. But,
About public speaking.
A public speaking, like, truly, like, to an audience of people, like, I don't know. Like, I will freak out.
Well, I still remember your party.
Ooh.
I still remember that because you're not a nervous.
It's my kryptonite.
She's not a nervous Nelly, you guys. No. Like, she's actually very social. She's like, of us two, babe, right here, the social butterfly. And she helps me get me into the socialness. But I don't think I've ever seen you get nervous in, like, a group setting.
I do not.
Other than that, fuck, having
public
to speak.
I could honestly probably perform a dance better in public than 100%. I could actually speak to the public, like, stand up all by myself. I could also do a panel.
Easy.
Because it's not about me. You. Mm-hmm. I can answer a quick question. Like, I'm not even going to be nervous. If you made me go on stage all alone, no one else, just me and the mic, and I watch singers do it all the time, I'm like, I ain't doing this. But I'll lose it all.
I feel like that is, lose it all. But it's also, like, when you think about it, it's fucking crazy. So even be able to do that and just be in front of everyone, just speak, like, huh?
I asked Ash Combe because she teaches a lot of masterclass, and it's her by herself speaking. Mm-hmm. And she's very, 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 very good at it, like, and above good. So I questioned her on it. I was like, Ash, I was like, you're so good at this. And she goes, you know what it is? She was like, it's because I'm talking about what I know more than anything. I'm talking about makeup. If she said, if you made me go on stage and, like, talk about something.
The weather.
Yes. She was like, I wouldn't be like this. Yes. She was like, it's because I know.
It's what you know. I mean, and I think that's why it's actually easier for us to do panels. Because they're asking us questions about things that we've already know. We have already discussed, and things that we can speak to.
Yeah.
Whereas, if you're doing a speech, let's say, about, like, thanking everyone that it's being here, it's nerve-wracking because it's like, oh my God, this is about me and my brands and my thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a little bit more intense.
It'll
get you.
Nothing will get me like that, though. I will be shaking.
And shaking in the boots.
What do you do? Where do you go when you need to be alone? Home.
Baby, home.
But see, some people don't live home alone.
That's so true. You're right.
I'll go to the beach.
You'll go to the beach. You'll do like a beach walk or thing. I'll go to the gym because if I put my headphones in, I'm technically not physically alone.
Truly.
But if I have the headphones on and I'm doing my own workouts, like, that, I'm in my own world.
I was just telling Ty, when I go work out, yes, there's other people there, but I was telling him, I was like, it is an alone thing for me.
Out.
It's not a social thing for me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I always say hello to my instructor. I'm like, what's up? But, like, I'm not trying to chat.
Exactly.
And there aren't either. Most people in there. It's a very alone activity.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially, like, the thing that you're doing is even more, it's not like something you get up and move around to do. Like, you're stuck in your spot, you're listening to the instructor, and then you're just doing the moves and you're getting it going. And, like, no one else should be really talking while the instructor's talking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like,
oh, people go there for social.
Oh, they
literally
do.
The room is so loud with people talking, like, the whole,
I'm surprised.
Like, not, and when the workout's going on, no more. But before, it's like, wow, there's a party in there.
For sure.
But not me. I'm like, ah.
Don't look at me, don't talk to me.
No talking to me. But some people are like that in there, and I'm one of them. Mm. Like, that's normal, too.
You're a church mouse.
I am. Because I've never shut up. So
let me have my moment.
Let me have my moment.
I have a fucking moment. We're just going to chill and relax. I like that.
What's one thing people always misunderstand about you?
I hate to be misunderstood. I hope that people don't misunderstand me. I think that sometimes people can think that I am just, like, happy-go-lucky all the time because I have this, like, sweet demeanor, but I have a lot of, like, you know, different vibes and flows to me as well.
I feel like you've slowly let them roll out. The older you get, you slowly, before you were still trapped.
I was still trapped. Like, you would not even clock me. I was always happy. I was always good. Like, I was always, like, kind and sweet and good and constantly, like, at a go, like, a green level. But I think as I've gotten older, I've kind of, like, let the wall down a little bit because I think I was using it as, like, a big shield for sure. Like, you're not really going to get to know me because you're just going to get you're just going to get that one version of me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas as I've gotten older, I've gotten, you know, to be able to show that I have ebbs and flows and I can feel happy. I can feel sad. I can feel, like, bitchy. I can feel all these normal human feelings. And, like, letting them out more is, like, it's something I've gotten better at doing.
I noticed, and expressing big time
that I am not happy, or it's more so about, like, if someone has hurt me or, like, something's pissed me off. Like, I used to not really, like, talk about it, and I would just kind of internalize everything. Whereas now I'm a little bit more like, hi, this frustrated me, and let me tell you why.
I like that.
So I think that's something.
That's true.
It's easy for me to fall into the like, oh, Manny's just happy-go-lucky, because that's mm-hmm. kind of how I am. Mm-hmm. But I'm being a little bit more like open and honest about like how I'm actually feeling.
That's really good.
As I get older.
I feel like I've had to do the opposite.
What do you mean?
Like, chill out.
we're morphing into one human.
We are.
We're slowly going like this.
Yeah.
We're morphing into one unit. This is sick. We're not going to do it, but I just need to read it to you. Sit close to each other, hold hands, and stare into each other's eyes for 5 minutes.
Do you know how long 5 minutes is?
Way too long.
That's a long
time. That's crazy.
Even trying to meditate for 2 minutes is hard. Five minutes
holding hands, looking into each other's eyes.
Girl. Tripping. Get out of here.
What is the first thing you notice about me? That's the core.
Many, many years ago
when I had glasses.
My first thing, you know how they always say you never remember like how people look, you remember how they made you feel? Mm-hmm. I remember you were a very positive like person. I was like, you know, an up and coming influencer. I didn't know a lot of people in LA. I just moved here from Alabama and I met you pretty early on.
Totally.
We weren't best friends early on, but we met each other early on.
Remember I sent you that photo from us 9 years ago?
9 years ago. I hadn't even lived here months and we had met. Yeah. So I remember the way you made me feel, and it was like safe. It was like, oh, you can always come up to Manny. Like, he, you know, he's never gonna shut you down or be a dickhead. You know what I mean? Like, he's always gonna say hello.
Yeah.
And be nice. Whereas there were quite a list of influencers that you literally could not even come up to say hello because they thought their shit didn't stink.
Totally.
And little did they know, they smell like ass.
Little they know that it did stink.
But I do remember like diarrhea. A positive feeling, like always
that
from
you. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's like, that would be such a great, like if I could leave that behind, like as a legacy of mine.
Yeah.
Just like being someone that people can feel like comfortable around, I'm happy.
Right.
You know, that'd be a happy legacy for me.
All right. I'll do the last one, Manny.
All right.
What is one thing you wish someone did or you wish someone would do for you? Maybe more of, maybe buy a private jet.
It's actually quite funny because I feel like I tend to be a pretty hyper independent person.
You
and
are.
And there's not, like, I don't actually depend on a lot of people for things. Mm-mm. Because I like to be self-dependent about things in ways. Like, I'm not, like, a type of person that, like, needs people to do things for me to feel satisfied.
Yeah.
I just like, vibes and happiness. And, like, I want to be around people that just... I get along with. I don't need them to do things for me.
So maybe you need people to behave for you.
Just chill.
Just be chill.
Just chill the fuck out.
Just
chill. For me, I'm actually very blessed and lucky to have, like, let's say, like, my parents help me with Lunar Beauty, and like I have people in my life that help me with things. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to expect things from people. I never am not an expectation kind of girl. I think if you put expectations on things, you always get disappointed. So I'm very much
very
just, like,
true.
I'm very just chill, and like I like happy go lucky. Like, all the people, like, we hang out, let's say, like, on a Friday night, like, it's happy-go-lucky.
We've weeded them
it's
out,
chill.
Though.
Yeah. We've gotten to a point where it's, like, you guys, like, there's, like, no issues. It's always, like, it's good vibes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, like, I like that. I like to not have to really worry about, like, the trauma of, you know, people expecting too much of me. I don't like to also be expected of.
Yeah.
I want to just go into it, chill, relax, and keep it cute and keep it moving.
Yeah. You know? I like that. You like a simplistic.
Yeah. I mean, why can't, like... Life can be very complicated.
As it is.
Why would we not want like simplicity and like friendships and like relationships? Like, why can't those things be easier?
I like that.
When life's already tough.
I like that.
Sheesh.
That's a good answer. That's a great way to wrap up today's episode.
I love it. That was fun. It was nice to get to have a little chit chat.
It actually was. This card game was really fun. I feel like I actually learned some stuff and like stuff we never talk about. So it's really cool.
I gotcha.
Yeah, you got
seminary
me.
Got you.
Got me.
No, it was actually really nice. It was nice to get to know you in more aspects. Didn't know that you got into an accident. Like you didn't. That never happened.
Never caused a wreck.
You did get fucked up on a 12 pack.
Lord have mercy on my soul. I'm gonna pay for that one. That one took
liver,
a year off.
It did, actually
that
took
one
two.
Took. It probably took two. I probably lost 2 years at the end for that.
Yeah, that one said, oh, you're
God willing. That was one of my mornings. I woke up and said, dear God, I will never drink again. And God said, hit her again.
Boom. Right in the stomach.
Boom.
That's so fucking true. But anyways, you guys, we hope you guys had fun watching it. And we will catch you guys in our next week's episode.
We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.